What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit SincerelyAngieM.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. Hey everybody, it's Angie. Thank you so much for tuning back into the Sincerely Angie podcast. In today's episode, we are talking about questions. Well, we're not talking about questions. I'm asking all them questions again. So I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, which is The Read, and they had a segment where they were asking, or some writers, hold on, my phone, hold on. Okay, let me start over.
Bruh.
Hey, you guys, it's Angie. Thank you so much for tuning back into the Sincerely Angie podcast. And on today's episode, Dear Questions 3, I'm asking all them questions again. Now, I'm not really asking questions. I'm kind of answering some would you rather questions. I heard some of these on one of my favorite podcasts, which is The Read. That's the name of it, The Read. And they had some writers that wrote in and asked them some would you rather questions. And I thought that the questions were rather profound. So I decided that I wanted to answer them in my own way and give my perspective. And also, you know, going around the Instagram world, the Twitter world, and maybe Facebook, there was the whole conversation of, would you take $500,000 or a dinner with Jay-Z? And I thought that that was a very interesting question that I wanted to give my perspective on. So as far as the Jay-Z having dinner with him or $500,000, my perspective is this. Jay-Z could give you some advice. But what type of advice could he give you over a dinner? If you're, okay, so let me say this. If you're in a mind frame of being an entrepreneur or a self-made millionaire, sometimes all you need is the resources to get you there. So the $500,000 could probably buy you the inventory you need, or you can buy several courses or several masterclasses from some of the greats where you can actually get perspective from multiple millionaires instead of just dinner with Jay-Z. You have only one perspective and you're out of $500,000. Now, if you go to that dinner and then you ask Jay-Z, hey, can you loan me or give me $500,000? Then maybe you can kill two birds with one stone. But for me, give me the $500,000. I'll take all the courses and classes I need if I want to, or if I feel those are necessary. Or I can buy everything I need with the $500,000, because not a lot of us have $500,000 on hand. So if someone could give you $500,000, you can get jump started on the things that you want and need to do as far as it relates to your future. So yeah, I would for sure take the money over a meeting with Jay-Z. You have to remember Jay-Z is, again, he's only one person. But the $500,000 can get your foot into many more doors that can get you to where you might want to be. I wouldn't just put all my eggs in one basket. I would use that $500,000 to invest in much more than just one conversation with one person. So that's my perspective on that. So the next question is, would you rather be 10 years older with $10 million or 15 years younger with the knowledge that you have now? Now, I don't know if y'all know me well enough by now, but I'm going to go with the give me 15 years younger. That will still put me in my 20s, my early 20s. I was already, my mindset was already a different mindset at that time. So give me that. Because if I had all of the knowledge I had now, like the stocks that I knew would blow up, the cryptocurrency, maybe I would even invent some of these things before they were invented. But then that wouldn't be original because I would be stealing somebody else's idea. I wouldn't do that, but I would be privy to a lot of things that I know now that I didn't know then. So on top of the knowledge I had then with the knowledge I have now, oh my God, I would be unstoppable. Do you hear me? Unstoppable. If I were 10 years older with $10 million, I may not have the health that I would have versus me being 15 years younger. But also, with the knowledge that I have now and I bring it back 15 years, I could make $10 million easily because I know what stocks to invest in, or I know what businesses to get behind, or I know certain tips and tricks about your own business. And I would get on like maybe the YouTube stuff earlier, and you know, they make millions on YouTube. I mean, there's so much stuff that I would do differently that I didn't know of. Yeah, give me the 15 years younger. Hands down, I would be able to make the $10 million time and time again. I wouldn't know lottery numbers. I wouldn't cheat like that. But yeah, I would for sure take the 15 years younger with the knowledge that I have now. So the next question was, would you rather hurt someone's feelings or have someone hurt your feelings? Definitely hurt my feelings. I am not someone who likes to be malicious or mean or anything like that. So I can't, on a regular basis, I can't just willingly hurt someone's feelings. Now, if I do it unknowingly, that's a totally different story. But hurt my feelings, because for the most part, I have a nonchalant / I don't care attitude when it comes to my feelings, just because there's not much that offends me. But I would much rather my feelings be hurt than someone else's, because I can get over it. It's not, you know, not a lot bothers me. So yeah, I would definitely take hurting my feelings over hurting someone else's feelings. The next one is, 1 year with someone who has passed or live with someone who you had a strained relationship with. And not many close people to me have passed away, so I think I would have to take living with someone who I had a strained relationship with, because there's still time and energy there to repair that relationship. I would definitely go with that option. And like I said, I don't know many people who have passed away. Oh, wait, there was my brother who I just found out about a couple of years ago. I could potentially bring him back and learn more about him. That's also an option. I don't know, though. Yeah, I think I would want to get to know him better and learn some things about him and my dad that I did not know, because he was the closest person to my dad. So maybe I would bring back my brother who I not too long ago found out about. I think that's what I would do. And the last question that I heard on the podcast that I wanted to answer was, would you rather be recognized for your work while you're living, but then be irrelevant after, or be recognized after you pass? And I think that that was such a profound question, because whenever you do what you do, you want to, yes, you will want to get your flowers while you're here. But also, I think that you will want your work to be recognized. My response to that question is, I want to be recognized while I'm living. Let me know that what I have said or done has helped you. Let me know, because once I leave this earth, who is it going to matter to? It's not going to matter to anybody. And if I did it, I think that I will want to know while I'm alive that I helped you. So I'm going to go with, I would rather be recognized for my work while I'm living, and then it be irrelevant. Because if it's irrelevant after that, I've helped somebody, and that's all I want to do. If I help one person, as people, it's so cliche, but if I've helped one person, I'm good with that. Like, I have no issues with that whatsoever. And then the last question that I have, it was kind of something I was laying down in bed thinking about. And the question is, would you rather be well-lived or well-traveled? And I thought that that was so interesting, because I think that if you're well traveled, then you'll be well lived, meaning that you've enjoyed life. And I think also that if you are well lived, then maybe you are well traveled. So my response, I'm going to go with well traveled, because I think if you are well traveled, that means that you have lived life. If you are well lived, you may not have traveled. It's not, you know, it's not a guarantee that you've traveled. So I'm gonna go with well traveled. I would rather be well traveled which in turn would cause me to be well-lived. I can assure that for myself. I can only speak for me. And I've traveled, so I know that going to different countries and states, that you learn so much about different cultures and different neighborhoods, different cities. You learn so much, and you learn a different way of living other than what is inside of your city, town, and or state. So yeah, I think that I would for sure be well-traveled, which it probably is the same thing, but the question, it just came to me and I'm like, that's interesting. So yeah, I've always said that if I died today or tomorrow, that I lived a life, like I really lived life. I feel like there's not much left for me to do. Now hear me good and hear me well, God. I'm not trying to go anywhere no time soon. I'm just saying I'm grateful and I am happy with the life that I have lived thus far, because there's a whole lot more living left to go. I don't want him to get any ideas. I'm not ready. I mean, I would love to meet him, but I'm not ready. I still have a lot more to do. So yeah, y'all, those are my would you rather questions. And I thought that they were pretty interesting. I hope that if I have influenced you or helped you or motivated you, inspired you in some type of way, that you would tell me now and not wait until after I've gone on home. But I think that life is to be lived, and whatever comes with that and whatever you feel comfortable with, I think that that is what makes your life. That's what makes you grateful for your life, because you've done everything that you've wanted to do. So yeah, I think that's it. That's my little spiel on questions. Just a little quick one for this week. I re-uploaded the hurricane episode just because I finally found the audio. So if you did or did not listen to that, go and take a listen. The quality is much better. I did also upload a new YouTube video that's over on my YouTube channel. And I got some blog posts up and some more that are coming. So go and check those things out. I've been posting on my Sincerely Angie Instagram page. It has not been very consistent, but I have been posting some stuff up there. So I hope that you are inspired. And until I talk to you all next time, have a great day. Thank you all so much for listening. Bye-bye. P.S. I'm back with your meme moment for this episode. Today's episode was about questions, and it was like would you rather type questions. And this particular meme is not a question, but because today's episode, some of the questions were kind of profound, I figured that I would do a meme that was kind of profound for me. Now, I'm not sure if I've talked about this particular meme before, but this meme, it just kind of, it was profound for me, and it changed my perspective drastically. So the meme says, if another can easily anger you, it is because you are off balance with yourself. Let me read that one more time just to make sure I said it properly. If another can easily anger you, it is because you are off balance with yourself. And this, it was like an ultra amen kind of moment for me, because I have gotten angry before and I've gotten frustrated before. And no one should ever be able to get you out of your comfort zone like that. So when I heard that, I knew that I needed to make some changes. So I was focusing on meditating. I made the videos on YouTube for meditating and the rain for deep sleep. I've been trying to meditate just a little bit more, just to kind of be centered with myself and to not allow the outside world to affect me, my moods, my character, or anything like that. And so that was something that was really, 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 really profound for me. Something that stuck out like a sore thumb. And it's only one sentence long, but it was something that just, I was just blown away at the sheer slap in the face that it gave me. That's what it did. It gave me a slap in the face. And it was recently during the time when I had been getting angry or disappointed or frustrated with someone. It came right on time. So it let me know that I needed to change something within myself. So that's your meme moment. If another can easily anger you, it is because you are off balance with yourself. So get in line. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Get in line. I'm not going to say that. But get in line. Get in balance with yourself. Center yourself. Be at peace with yourself. just kind of be one with who you are and make sure to maintain it, your peace, and maintain your sanity and not allow the acts of others. Because one thing people gonna do, people gonna people, and life gonna life. Life be life. And so make sure that you're doing what you need to do for yourself so that you can stay in character. All right, you guys, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.